This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
You don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues? Then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the roof. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, it is to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, do something more than nothing. You know how, come on, you know, you can do it with me, for God's sakes. We've said it so many times. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. You know, I just caught out of the corner of my eye on, I won't say it's breaking news, but close enough for government work. The troops may be in D.C. until fall. Now, why? Has there been an insurrection I don't know about? I mean, like, you know, a new one? Or the Dems figure they're going to do something that's going to create an insurrection? Are they getting ready to do some things that are really can cause some trouble? See, I don't believe for a minute that the Dems had any, Nancy Pelosi especially, had any mindset or thought to let those troops go once they were there. You know, she could have had them for the 6th, for the January 6th event. She chose not to. It's all over the place. You can read it on your own. I don't have to go through it. And I was asking Kimberly earlier, for those of you with us, what do you think the reason behind this is? Why would they need the National Guard? There's nothing going on in the streets. Well, if they're expecting to do things, like, you know, they're talking about some massive executive orders on gun control. Did you hear me? Executive orders on gun control. Executive orders against an amendment. Executive orders on hate speech. Our founding fathers, you know the asinine part of all of this? Our founding fathers, they would be telling our founding fathers that they were wrong today. That they set it up all wrong. That's how full of themselves they are. That's how much they think they're smarter than you are. And you know they really do think they're smarter than you are. They'll tell you that too. And it's they're like locusts. I'm sorry. I've got Democrat friends. If this is insulting you, I'm sorry. Stop being my friend or whatever. I just don't understand. Every place you guys go through, everything you touch, like, look, you suck up the resources and you leave nothing behind. Everything. Think about it. I get this in recent memory for me. I remember Barack Obama got elected. Give a chance, right? And what was her name? Mary Ree or whatever her name was out of D.C. She was the head of education out there. And she had one of the worst school districts in the country. And in a relatively short period of time, she went with vouchers, school vouchers. She brought in charter schools, right? You had private schools, you had charter schools. And she actually made the school district step up. And it was really interesting because in a relatively short period of time, you know what happened? What do you think? The public schools started doing better. Why? Because they had competition. It's one of the few government programs that you're almost forced to do under penalty of being thrown in jail. So even if you're your school district is failing miserably, your kids are stuck going to school there. And you can go to jail for lying about your address to get her or him into a better school. I'm sorry, people, I don't do theys and thems. It's him or her. So think about that. So Barack Obama got in. The schools were doing better. There were actually more charter schools than there were regular public schools or conventional public schools. Obama gets in. He decides, no, we can't have any of this. This isn't going to work. So funny. I was listening to Joe Lieberman today. Very much into educational choice for parents. And the Dems hated him for it. They couldn't stand the fact that that's the road he liked to go down. So Obama gets rid of that, and again, back to, within a couple of years, at the bottom of the rung again. What does that tell you? Failing schools in Chicago. Who runs Chicago? Whatever. We go through the whole list. LAUSD, Los Angeles, San Francisco. Where are they at? What are they doing? They're so hopped up on doing social justice issues, and they are actually teaching, actually educating these kids. It's wrong. And until they get called on the carpet for it, it's not going to change. We all know that. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5566. Charter school took over our charter organization. In Los Angeles, one of the best things that, what was his name? Mayor Villaraigosa. I call him Mayor Ragu. He allowed parents to take over schools that were failing and do what they needed to do with them to make them better schools. So one school in particular, the parents took over and handed it over to a charter company to manage. Charter company came in and decided, okay, this school was at a 70-some-odd percent fail rate. Yeah, you heard me. Up over 70. I can't remember what it was, 73 or 78, but up over 70. And they interviewed all the teachers. They cleaned the place up. They repainted it a little bit. It was a really bad neighborhood. And they got rid of every teacher whose response to us, what are you doing? What's needed in class? Any teacher who just basically said, I'm just trying to get these kids through here alive. Not even really helping them academically. They were gone. Finished. What do you think of that? When they sat down and actually put the curriculum together, figured out what they wanted to do, they opened a school earlier so kids who didn't have food at home could eat there, could ask for teacher help. And guess what happened? In a short period of time, over 70% of the kids were graduating because they catered to the kids. Don't be seeing your host. This is The Real Side. I'll be back in a few minutes.
Would you like to be $600 richer in the next 10 minutes? Then make a free phone call and switch your car insurance to AIS. We get it. Car insurance is boring. We make it fast, fun, and easy. You make one call. We shop dozens of the best car insurance companies and offer you a way to save up to $600 on your car insurance. There's so many special deals and discounts. The best way to get them is to call. Based on your area, we have special discounts for military, teachers, engineers, and good students. Even discounts for low mileage and accident-free drivers. AIS has tons of ways to save you money on your car insurance. Make a free call right now to see what you qualify for. New customers who switch to AIS save an average of $600.
800-396-0650. 800-396-0650. 800-396-0650. That's 800-396-0650.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Want to dominate the stock market in 2021? Looking for higher profit potential? With the COVID vaccines, the shifting political landscape, and a new year, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds
text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how. Make 2021 your year. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance and maximize your gains. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I guess you can sum it up in two words.
What's that?
Get involved.
We are back. I'm just amazed at this. I'm looking at the, you know, the weather and what's happening, and you know, there's people pushing for green energy. And did anybody notice? I want you to think of something here. I mean, I like, you know, some of it is kind of funny. So they had a helicopter in the air. Now, last I checked, helicopters run on fossil fuel. I don't know. Maybe they've changed it. The chemicals that they spray to melt the snow and the ice, they're made from fossil fuels as well. The wind turbine itself is made with fossil fuels. And they had to do this during an ice storm because the turbines wouldn't spin. There's no wind to speak of. I mean, I don't get any of it. By the way, my heart goes out there. There were a couple of maintenance men for these things that died in California. I think it was last week or the week before. And just to bring up a point, you know, they're designed so well. There's only one way in and one way out. The door to get out is on the other side of the turbine when they're up inside the unit. All right? And you would think if they really cared about those people, they would find other ways for me. I would, you know what? I mean, I don't know. Be trapped or something. Get them a parachute. They're pretty far up there. You know? But I mean, seriously, come on. And then what happens in this green? Think about it. For green energy, in most cases, the storage devices are made by what? Yeah, petroleum. And you have to be ready for all this. The miles and miles of wire you need are made from what? I mean, seriously. You know, my beef has always been, at least sell it to us for real. Right? Don't try to make us sound stupid because you use all these scientific terms that you think are real and right. Right? Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Question. If California is 47th in the nation and the U.S. is 24th in the world, what is that? Oh, come on. I don't have enough fingers and toes for that. Seriously. But, I mean, I get what you're saying. It's true. We used to be number one and number one. Number one in general education, number one for colleges across the planet, for God's sakes. But yeah, plenty of people want to come here, not just for the weather, but also because, come on, you're with me, right? Because the schools were so great, education was so great, and it was affordable. Before professors made $500 million every year. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Yeah, give it some real thought. And what are we doing to make it better? Right? The way we make it better is to teach you more about social justice issues, not math, science, history, and so forth. So we're dumbing them down just to make them more, I don't know, gender-specific aware or something? Or gender-neutral aware? I don't even know. Right? Nikita Khrushchev, I love my people in the chat room. They're so smart. I mean, seriously, he knew that they wouldn't have to fire a shot. They just dumbed the kids down. And that's what they've done. They've dumbed down your kids through a lot of the education system of what's going on. And again, I'm not speaking about all teachers. Let's get a, you know, all right, get out of yourself or get off yourself here. This is crazy. I always love when people do that. They immediately have to question where you're going with something. I'm going where it is. It's real simple. They dumbed down, especially California has dumbed down education because they don't want your kids to feel bad. So stupid. They don't want your kids to feel bad when they can't pass an exit exam, when they can't quite get it. Isn't that cool? Really, just amazing. Yeah, we have no exit exam in California. So how are they even going to know what number we're at after a while, right? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And, I meant to ask Dr. B, but in getting these schools back open, too, we're looking at decades. I mean, not to get them back open, but get these kids back to where they need to be. Right? Does that just kind of go nuts after a while? All right, let's just do some crazy stories. I like doing crazy stories. Because they make my point for me. I don't even have to get deep into them. Asylum seekers now. You ready for this? I don't know about you guys. When I was younger and I was hungry, I'd eat about anything. And I didn't die. Matter of fact, it helped me grow. But asylum seekers now, they're staging a hunger strike over the quality of free food they're getting. Yeah, you heard me. Free food. So they're getting free food, they don't like the quality of it, so therefore they're not going to eat it. Well, don't eat it. Really that simple. A group of asylum seekers being housed at the expense of the British taxpayer in a Reading hotel They've staged a hunger strike protesting against the quality of free food. One of the migrants leading the strike claimed that the food was unhealthy and the portions too small. Wouldn't it be great? I'd put more in there. I'd give more of the unhealthy food, except that it's nutritional what they're getting. And these people are gaining weight, which means it's unhealthy because you're not moving. Get up and move around. The detainee said he has been staying in the hotel for 3 months. In a hotel, that's nice. These people have been living in the hotel for 9 months without going anywhere, without seeing any family, without seeing friends, without doing any activities. We know it's bad for everyone, especially for UK residents, and we respect that, and we wish them the very best. We hope this time passes. So look, you're coming into a country, you're seeking asylum, they don't know quite where you're from and what your background is. They're putting you up in a hotel room, they're feeding you. I'm sorry, what else do you want? How much of this free stuff do you want? It's just amazing. Ungrateful. And we've seen this over and over and over again, right? Another unnamed migrant who is staying in a hotel with her daughter said, "It's been miserable. She hasn't eaten anything healthy for over 5 months. No veggies, no fresh milk, no cheese, no egg, no fish." I find that very hard to believe. Really do. "For the first time in my life, I've had suicidal thoughts. And there's so many suicidal people in the same place." It's just, again, you came to a new country for a better life. Did you think you would flick the switch on and you'd be able to do it? I'm Joe Messina, your host. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. That's 800-808-5181.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Much of the nation is dealing with a massive winter storm that has brought heavy snow, ice, and frigid temperatures to many areas not used to seeing an Arctic blast. More than 150 million Americans are currently under a winter storm warning, stretching from Maine down to southern Texas. More than 4 million people have been left without power, 3 million in Texas alone. In the Great Lakes region, some areas are expecting at least a foot of snow Monday night into Tuesday morning. Forecasters say another storm is expected to bring more snow and ice to the eastern half of the country later this week. And House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is calling for a 9/11-style commission to look into the January 6th riots at the Capitol. In a letter Monday to House Democrats, Pelosi pushed lawmakers to create the panel and to appropriate more funding for Capitol security. Republican lawmakers sent a letter to the Speaker Monday asking what she knew about the Capitol's security protocols before the riots. This is USA Radio News.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Welcome back.
This is just a fad.
To the real side.
Well, fad or not, it's here to stay.
With Joe Messina.
And it's killing your show in the ratings.
This is The Real Side.
Your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. I mean that sincerely, I really do. I appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, or in the chat room, texting, tweeting, whatever it is you got going on. So, and I do really appreciate it. I know there's a lot of other shows you can be listening to, but you've chosen this one. And you're taking your time to watch this one or listen to this one. And I appreciate that a lot more than you think. It's funny because I'm getting emails from people out of Texas. And, you know, just for clarity, I'm not making fun of you. I grew up in Boston, so to me, the snowstorms are whatever. I know if you haven't had it before and, you know, you haven't been involved, it's a whole different animal. I get that. But it's nothing to wig out, you know, it's nothing technically, it's nothing to wig out about. You've done this kind of stuff before. You weather the storm. They're going to have a couple more inches tomorrow. Stay home. Don't be stupid. And maybe, you know, I don't know. I should have brought stock in generator companies because it seems like they're running out everywhere. I went on Amazon just for giggles to look one up, and they're all on backward. They're probably all headed for Texas, but you know what I'm saying? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with me. You know, the other thing I've learned recently, but I think it's hilarious myself, the MyPillow guy, right, Mike Lindell? I mean, it's really funny. These cancel culture people think that they're doing such a disservice. They'll take down the weak people. That's easy. Right? The weak people... How do I explain it? Oh, God. The weak people are going to run when they're questioned, when they're called out. When somebody points, oh, he's a Republican. And some of these cancel culture victims, I'll give them credit because they've stuck up for themselves. They didn't back down. You should never back down. Never. If you know you're right, you stay with it. But let's talk about some of the lunacy that's going on right now, right? So, you know, Mike Lindell, again, they've come after him. He just gets stronger. He sells more product. I mean, the man's got over 100 product lines. Did you know that? He's got over 100 product lines. They are selling. And when people feel he's being picked on, they go help him out even more, right? Mike Huckabee, God bless him, he came out. Now, see, you know, he's a long-time established Republican. He told a bunch of Republicans, don't let the door hit you where the good Lord split you. That was aimed at establishment Republicans who can't seem to get their act together. You know, it's amazing. This shows you how long this has been, I don't want to say festering, but taking root in D.C. Even the establishment Republicans haven't figured out that the reason we voted in Trump and not Ted Cruz and not any of those that were running at the time, why Trump beat, Bush and the rest of them, because we want an American in there. We want somebody who truly cares for us. We want somebody who really will uphold the Constitution. None of them would do that. I'm sorry, with all due respect to Ted Cruz. You know, even he didn't come out after Romney and others, or against Romney and others in the earlier days. We have to call out our own. We have to set the expectations and make sure that what we set for them, they live up to, or else. Huckabee said on the Todd Starnes radio show the other day that that the seven Republican senators who voted to convict President Trump should be ashamed, and they should consider another line of work. Totally agree with him. And it isn't, again, because they came after Trump. It's because they refused to apply the Constitution. I don't know what the rules are in the chamber, but frankly, when they started the hearing, I would have left if I was a senator. I'm sorry, I came here for the impeachment trial, but since I don't see John Roberts up there, this is no impeachment. Have a nice day. He also made an interesting observation about Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell. He says, I don't think a lot of these people living in D.C. understand that they don't really represent the general population of conservative movements anymore. It's so true. Donald Trump does. Really that simple. Starnes asked Huckabee if Mitch might be trying to sabotage the 2022 midterm elections. Right? And really, in all sincerity, they like things the way they are. You know, somebody said it, I agree with it now. More and more I see it. Republicans like being the underdogs. They don't have to do anything. They can scream and yell and talk about how bad it is, and they really can't get anything accomplished. Well, don't think they can. They can, actually. But Huckabee, that's where he came out and said, I don't think these people in D.C. really understand. They don't represent the conservative popular movement in the Republican Party anymore. Trump does. And even people who are not at all fond of Donald Trump personally, or his personality, or his tweeting, very much respect and appreciate the stand he took for us. The things that he got done. Come on, he did. He got more done than any other president before him when you line it up in succession. What he did, how he did, how he pushed it through. And at least he would always say, Congress should be doing this. Congress had time to do this. Congress should have put this law through. And they didn't. Because they didn't want anything to pass under him because it would make him look good. Right? He kept all of his promises, or virtually all of them. I mean, whatever some of the stuff they kept from him. Right? This Operation Warp Speed, that has made it possible for people to get the vaccine that wanted it. Otherwise, like H1N1 or any one of those other things, they would have had to wait years for that. Huckabee went on to say, I don't hear anybody on the other side just saying, hey, President Trump, you know, we didn't like a lot of things you did, but thank you for ginning up Operation Warp Speed, made it possible for vaccines to get to marketplace in time. If Joey B was in charge, if Hillary was in charge, until they got their percentages locked down for selling the stuff, it wouldn't happen. Right? The governor, it seems, you know, it's hard for these guys to weigh in on this stuff at times. Right? Because They have friends, lifelong friends. And again, some of them turn against them. I get it. I don't mean that in a negative way, but, you know, hey, I've had it with you. You haven't been stepping up. I'm done with your legislative career. Or supporting your legislative career. That's what they should be saying. But the local Republican Party precincts need to start stepping up. They need to start help looking for. When I say locals, I'm talking about at the county levels and all across the country. Start truly and honestly looking for people to run for these offices. Good, solid people. And no more squishies. That's why we keep losing. We have squishies. I mean, if Mitt Romney had won, God forbid, against Obama, where would we be today? What would he be pushing? Right, that simple. We have pastors out there now, too, to take it to a more religious point. I have pastors out there that I'm listening to and watching, grabbing bits and pieces of what they're saying. They're talking about not voting. Why vote? They steal it from us anyway. What a defeatist attitude to have. Can you imagine Moses getting to the Red Sea and go, all right, everybody turn around. We're going back. There ain't no way through. I mean, seriously. So what, pastors, you don't believe in miracles anymore? You don't believe that God can actually move a mountain anymore? Is that like too far past your thought? Or is he not in the miracle business anymore, right? Yeah, it's not true. And then you have people, you Christians, I get a kick out of. You're going to leave the church because your pastor's talking about same-sex marriage or abortion. Because those are political issues. Well, if you'd open your Bible, you'd find out they're biblical issues, not political issues. We've got to the point where Washington said we'd get to be, where your party would become more important than your country. And, I don't think he would even imagine this, more important than your religious belief. Joe Messina, your host, listen to The Real Side. Be back in a few minutes.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
Would you mind telling me whose brain I did put in?
Then you won't be angry.
I will not be angry.
Abby someone.
Abby someone. Abby who?
Abby normal.
Back. You are listening to The Real Side with Joe Messina. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. You know, it's sad again. It's getting more and more to the point where people really don't see. They don't want to get involved in politics. It's an argument I've had with parents for years, even other Christians actually for years. I don't want to get involved in politics. Okay. Don't. Every time you go to the gas station, you pump gas, you've been involved in politics. Right? Every time you go to a store to buy something, you're involved in politics. Whether it's because you're paying taxes or the restrictions they put on the stuff that you're buying. When you go to McDonald's and you see the calorie count up on the menu, why? Because of politics. When you go to the restaurant and you can't get a glass of water unless you beg for it, politics. So, you know, when you find out that your son or daughter in school has been, taught about sexual positions, sexual types, how to have sex with all kinds of things with a heartbeat, politics. So keep saying you don't want to be involved in politics. You might as well say, I don't want to be involved in life. And when things start to go haywire, you're going to act like what, Governor Cuomo? Nothing your fault? And he falls right in line with what I've always said about the Democrat Party. They are the party of non-responsibility. Nothing is their fault. Well, over a billion people in China celebrate the Lunar New Year. There's over 100 million Christians that fear the communist government there. Now, they're having a bigger crackdown on religion in China. Some in the Christian community are calling it the Christian New Year of Persecution for Believers. Now, the Chinese Communist Party created a blueprint for dictators around the world. China is resurrecting the God as a government state. Right? That's what they're pushing. The government is your sufficiency. The government is the one that will do everything for you. You have nothing to worry about. Over the last year, believers in China have come under constant surveillance, had their churches torn down, Bibles confiscated, pastors have been jailed. But the approach of the President Xi goes even further, indoctrinating children as young as kindergarten with an anti-God worldview. See, I'm telling you, the Chinese know it, the Dems know it. They get your kids in school, they feed them the education they want to feed them, they train them the way they want to train them, and you're not going to be able to break that. Not overnight, anyhow. After being taught at school that my child is like a different person, my mom shared, the atheistic China, these pure and innocent children, have been taught to hate God. Teachers reportedly also encourage children to report any religious activity to authorities. God bless. China moved from 23rd to 17th on Open Doors watch list this year with new restrictions on internet, social media, and religion. Isn't that great? But, hey, they're great. Just ask Joey B. He loves them. Thinks they're a wonderful group of people. Now, the Chinese people might be great in and of themselves. But, wow. So much for freedom of. They did the same thing in Hong Kong, right? They shut it down right away, even though they said they wouldn't. They had no intention to. They had every intention of honoring the treaty, but nobody did anything about it. When you don't do anything about it, there's nothing to worry about. There's no penalty to pay. Hey, remember Eric Swalwell? Fang Fang? He now claims that God is a woman. Right? He suggests that God is a woman. While discussing the impeachment trial against former President Trump. The 40-year-old congressman, doesn't he even look like he's spaced out? 40-year-old congressman claimed witnesses during the trial would not have changed the Republicans' minds, even if the witness was God himself. I'm sorry, God herself. Right? Swalwell was the guy who served as the House impeachment manager. He's also accused of having a long-term relationship with what was her name? Fang Fang or something like that? Chinese spy. That's an interesting choice. Somebody who's part of a Chinese espionage ring. Right? I mean, Senator Joe Hawley told a pool of reporters during a break in the proceedings that he was surprised to saw Swalwell would go down that road. Swalwell isn't the only Democrat to insert gender into discussions. Especially when it comes to God. Remember when Emmanuel Cleaver, a Democrat, out of Montana, I'm not sure, he opened the Congress with a woke prayer. Remember, he named it, he finished it in the name of the monotheistic God. God known by many names, many faiths. Amen and a woman. Which shows you how ignorant he is. Forget all the other BS. Amen and a woman. Do you not understand what amen even means? Right? I mean, these guys, they're making a mockery of us. Or trying to. See, it doesn't really mean anything for them. So they don't really look for the truth. They're trying to appease a group of people. Why else would you call it a monotheistic God, known by many names, known by many faiths, and closed by amen and a women? Right? Just craziness. It's not going to stop anytime soon. We won't allow it to. We won't. The way we shut it down is you get up in their faces just like they do us. We should have a market cornered on cancel culture. But we don't. We don't. We're one of the biggest buying. Christians are one of the biggest buying portions or powers in the country. But we don't use it for anything. PolitiFact rates claim that Maxine Waters said Trump supporters not welcome here as false. This is why you can't believe them. This video everywhere, right? Calling her out on it. PolitiFact rated a claim that Representative Maxine Waters said supporters of former Donald Trump were not welcome here as mostly false. Since her remarks were directed at cabinet officials. Right. Waters did say to members of Trump's cabinet are welcome anywhere. Now that was in a June 2018 critique of the administration's zero-tolerance immigration policy. But she didn't direct her comments. She directed her comments at the Trump supporters. Fact checker rated a claim that Congresswoman, a harsh critic of a former president, is mostly false. According to the Washington Examiner, appeared to be the fact checker's pity result of a Facebook post that misquoted Waters as saying every Trump supporter in America is not welcome here. Well, gee, me, Facebook got it wrong? I can't imagine. Don't they always get it right? The California Congresswoman's actual comments were aimed at members of Trump's cabinet, they say. If you think that we're rallying now, you ain't seen nothing yet, Waters said. She was in Los Angeles. Already you have members of your cabinet that are being booted out of restaurants, who are protesters taking up their house, who are saying no peace, no sleep, no peace, no sleep. And so let's stay the course. Let's make sure that we show up wherever we have to show up. It's her. She's continuing on, right? And if you see anybody from the cabinet in a restaurant, in a department store, at a gasoline station, you get out, you create a crowd, you push back on them, you tell them they're not welcome anywhere, anyhow, anymore. Because that's not dangerous at all. Months later, the Congresswoman defended her remarks, saying that while she did not threaten Trump supporters in a particular speech, she has threatened them. She said she has threatened them in the past. It's just amazing. And they, the thing about it is the way they lay it out, it's so, I won't say innocent, but it's kind of nonchalant. It's just a matter of fact. Now, Waters did make the statement suggesting Trump cabinet members should be singled out. She claimed she didn't make them specifically, or didn't aim them at the supporters specifically. On top of misquoting Waters about Trump supporters, a Facebook post, according to PolitiFact, also misquoted her as saying we must welcome everyone who crosses our borders, whether they're illegal or not. Right? I just love this. Everything that we say that they say is inaccurate by the fact checkers. Doesn't work the other way around, though, does it? And all they do is walk around screaming, liar, 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 liar all day long. That everything we spew is false and everything they spew is gospel truth. And we've seen that that's not true. Right? Okay, last but not least, put a little bit of smile on your face. I hope it does, anyway. We all need a little smile. Following a statement that Mr. Trump made, or former President Trump made, after he was acquitted for the second time, he said, I want to thank my team, dedicated lawyers and others, for their tireless work, upholding justice and defending truth. My deepest thanks as well to all the United States senators and members of Congress who stood proudly for the Constitution. We all revere, we all count it as sacred. Our cherished Constitutional Republic was founded on impartial rule of law. You want to know what the rest of it says? You have to go to the website later on. Joe Messina, your host. God bless people. Have a great and safe rest of the day. We're here tomorrow. Hopefully you will too. Right? Come on back.